Jesus was born, you would have missed it. The word of Jesus made, the God's word made flesh, traveled from the outside in. The priests, the leaders, and the powerful were the last to hear, and arguably the last to understand who this baby was and what he meant for the world. If you were at home on that first Christmas Eve when Jesus was born, you would have missed it. Jesus the Savior was born in Bethlehem. We don't know exactly where, but we know that he spent his first night in the manger, a place where animals ate. If you were in at the inn, you would have missed it. All the people cozy in their beds at that famous inn with the no vacancy sign missed it. Even Mary and Joseph's family, who were back in Nazareth, at least a day's walk away, weren't the first to hear. That first Christmas night, the news of our Savior's birth first broke in a field outside Bethlehem to outsiders, shepherds at work, watching their sheep to keep them safe from harm or predators. But instead of spotting a wolf, they saw an angel. At first, there was just the one angel saying, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." Then the sky was torn apart with light and filled with the heavenly hosts, angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." It's no coincidence that we celebrate the day our Savior was born and the sky lit up during the darkest time of the year. It's intentionally celebrated now to remind us that even in the darkest times of our lives, Christ still comes to be our light. Last night, my 5-year-old son woke me up in the middle of the night with the words many of us have heard as parents or said as children, "I'm afraid of the dark." Even a nightlight and about 37 stuffed animals in his bed, where I'm not kidding, were not enough to calm his fear. I told him he could stay and snuggle me for a while, but then he had to go back to his own bed, because I know that sometimes our fear of the dark is really just a way to express our need for snuggles. The touch of someone we love has a way of calming and reassuring us like nothing else. Not even stuffed animals or whatever else we use for comfort. Even if we try to tell ourselves not to be afraid, it can be useless when we are really, truly scared. And on the darkest nights, it's even hard to believe, whether we're grown-ups or kids, that a tiny nightlight is enough to keep us safe. This year, it's been hard for me to feel safe sometimes, too. The world has seemed scarier and darker to me than it has for a long time. From all the shootings in the summer, to the horrible civil war in Syria, we even heard about Syria in our gospel lesson, those images that showed us bloodied children and babies who died trying to escape the awful civil war there. And then even to our own country, to those elections and the fear that many have felt following them. I've had a hard time seeing the light myself too. This week at church, we've had a funeral, a member go into hospice, and another member diagnosed with cancer. It's been hard to feel jolly and bright for lots of reasons, and maybe you have those reasons too, why it doesn't feel quite the same this year. But even if we feel like we are in darkness, there are always little tiny shafts of light that break through. One of the things that kept me going this week was waiting to hear the news of a baby born to a friend. And he was born, 9 pounds, 10 ounces, beautiful and healthy, and they named him Bennett, which was my son's name. But I also kept going because I knew the hope was coming of our Savior being born, and who, despite all our Christmas hymns of peace and silent birth, was born into a world that was anything but peaceful, that was as broken and as dark as ours is today. I need Christmas more than ever because of all these things. I need the hope that comes from a newborn baby. I need to remember that God loved us enough to take the risk of birth and suffering and death and healing and forgiveness and new life for all comes from this little baby. I need to see the darkness shredded by the light of heaven and to know that in Jesus, that light can never be extinguished. I had to cling to that promise this year and truly have faith in it when there were times I felt I couldn't see the light. As Peter, the famously confused follower of Jesus, said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." There's nowhere I'd rather go than here, to hear again the good news of great joy for all the people. I need to hold my candle tight tonight and watch the darkness fade and the light grow as all of our lights shine in the darkness. I need to be reminded that God was born in flesh on a dark night. I need to be filled with the hope that God gives and that know that God still comes to me and that his hope still lives in this world. And we're going to watch a little music video with a Christmas song about hope.
Lovers of the world unite, bound to Creator's vision bright, that even these our darkest nights become the light, become the light. Fashion all you can create that delights the one who incarnates links himself to the same fate as we sleepers who must rise to wake. Our hope beyond all hope did come to call us each and everyone to the surface of our consciousness. God dwells within and always has. Put our feet back on the ground, contemplation's heart resound. We're still pursued by heaven's hound. Oh, lovers, seek us till we're found. Our hope beyond all hope did come to call us each and everyone surface of our consciousness. God dwells within and always has. Tomorrow's children seek our hearts. Will they know who they really are? The center of a thousand stars and the breathers of the breath of God. Beyond all hope did come to call us each and everyone to the surface of our consciousness. God dwells within and always has. This is what we sing at Christmas. God dwells within and always.
The hope of this world is that God dwells within us and always has. Tonight and every night, no matter how messed up or dark our lives appear to be, God is with us. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a Lutheran pastor, who was imprisoned and later killed for his part in a plot to assassinate Hitler, wrote these words to his fiancée Maria while he was in a prison in December of 1943. He said, "And then, just when everything is bearing down on us to such an extent that we can scarcely withstand it, the Christmas message comes to tell us that all our ideas are wrong, and that what we take to be evil and dark is really good and light, because it comes from God. Our eyes are at fault, that is all. God is in the manger. There is wealth in poverty. There is light in darkness. There is comfort in abandonment. No evil can befall us, whatever men may do to us. They cannot but serve the God who is secretly revealed as love and rules the world and our lives." My prayer tonight is that our eyes are opened to see God's wealth in our deficiencies, Christ's light in our darkness, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit in our sadness. May you be filled with hope, love, and peace of our Emmanuel God. May you be the embodiment of that hope for your children and the children of the world. No matter what comes for you this year, know that God dwells within you and always has, and that Christ's light will always shine in your darkness. Amen.